This score, Arthur could not match the achievement of the Carolingians, and the branches of the royal kindred, the Itchlingus, continued their old rivalry. Offa's long reign saw the peak of Mercian dominance in England, a dominance that would last for almost 30 years after his death, before Wessex seized power over southeastern England. In the 9th century, the Vikings would split Mercia into two, and in the 10th century, Wessex, together with English Mercia, became the nucleus of a new kingdom of the English.
Professor Thomas Charles Edwards on King Offa of Mercia. The producer was Mohini Patel. And our series of Anglo-Saxon portraits continues on Monday night next week, when Mary Garrison tells the story of the 8th century scholar Alcuin. But now the time is 11 o'clock, and it's time on Radio 3 for World on 3, and another live visit to one of the world's biggest winter festivals, Celtic Connections in Glasgow. So let's go over now to the green room of the Royal Concert Hall in Glasgow to join Mary-Anne Kennedy.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the BBC's home here for the duration of the Celtic Connections Festival. We have a true Celtic connecting lineup tonight from Newfoundland, the Dardanelles, the real sound of the Great Highland Bagpipes from Nishaithen, and from South Uist we have the lovely Kathleen McInnes with the Gaelic connection to Robert Burns, whose 254th birthday I think we are celebrating tonight. So let's give him a big happy birthday. But we are going to start with a band who are very much part of the Celtic Connections ethos. Galicia on Spain's Atlantic coast has long been considered a close first cousin of Celtic music, and this band is almost as old as the festival itself. Please welcome, making their return to Celtic Connections, Berruetto.
Thank you.
What a fantastic start to the show. And I have to say, whistling is a very underrated art. That's wonderful. I have Guillermo Fernandez from the band here with me. How lovely to have Berueto, a band that's very much associated with the festival in its early years. What's it like to be coming back here?
Well, we are very happy to be here every time we stay here. We always felt so good treated for the audience, for the people in general. We have a lot of friends here, and it's marvelous to be back again.
Now, we very much in Scotland regard Galicia and the whole of the North Atlantic coast of Spain and all the different cultures there as being kind of first cousins of Celtic music. How do you guys regard us?
Okay, it's something similar. You're first cousins of us too. Many time ago, it was very important at the beginning of the folk music in Galicia, in the modern time. We have a lot of bands from here that was an important reference for us. So, well,
bands like,
For example, Capel Cale or Donna Shaw, Karen Matheson. I mean, Mike McGoldrick. You know, so always it's good to come back and to meet them and to remember that time.
Now, I recorded a session earlier this week with a young band who were wearing a lot of beards. Now, you guys have been together for a long time and there's a lot less hair. What is it like being a band that's been together for a long time?
It's a great thing. Not always easy, but it's a great thing. We are musicians that play together, but we are very good friends too. So, we are a very democratic band also. So decisions sometimes are difficult to take, or they take a long time, you know? But that's the good thing too. So we still play together, we still are friends, and I think
Well. And the music sounds great. It sounds very chilled out. So we're very glad that one of the decisions that you took was to come back to the festival. So let's have some more music. Please welcome once again, Berueto.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And we're finished now recovering a tune from our first album. The album was called Navicularia. This tune is called Cancro Cru. Thank you very much.
absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much to our friends from the Atlantic Edge, Berueto from Galicia in northern Spain. A fantastic set there, very much demonstrating the Celtic connections, especially with that jig set in the middle. Thanks very much, guys. So while we get ready for the next live act, let's listen to a beautiful collaboration from what they call up here the Works Band, the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, working with Northern Irish songstress Cara Dillon. And this is a song from the verdant braes of Skreen.
black is the color of my true love's hair. Her lips are like a rose so fair. She's got the sweetest face and the gentlest eyes, and I love the ground whereon she stands, and I love my love and well she knows. I love the ground whereon she goes, and her I wish the day would come when she and I can be as one. Black is the color of my true love's hair.
That was Cara Dillon, husband Sam Lakeman, and the BBC SSO, conducted by Joe Chibi, in action at the City Hall in Glasgow as part of Celtic Connections, a classic Celtic song and a classic interpretation there. A lovely and regular collaboration as well between the classical and Celtic worlds at the festival, the BBC SSO being a big part of Celtic Connections every year. You're listening to World on Three at Celtic Connections in our new BBC home, the Green Room, which for the rest of the year is a rather lovely restaurant looking out over the main shopping street. I can just see out right down the main street there, down towards the south side, the best bit of Glasgow. You can hear the audience divided exactly in half there, I think. Well, Glasgow is a city that has a huge connection with the Gaelic-speaking community. The first ever Gaelic school was established here, for instance. So it's lovely to have a connection in tonight's music with a sound that resonates with language and with music. A new generation of piping, playing a style of bagpipes that belongs to some 200 years ago. I shall get the exact facts in a little while. Would you please welcome the Jewels, Na Seaton.
Thank you.
How fantastic. What a gathering of young pipers. I'm not quite sure what the collective noun for pipers is, but something dangerous for sure. We have some of the finest players on the Scottish scene at the moment. From the south of Skye, we have Angus Nicholson. We have piper and pipe maker, Finn Moore. We have from Dive, we have Angus McKenzie. And from Brepach, who we're going to be hearing from a little later on, we also have Callum McCrimmon, one of the great dynasty of pipers. But Finn, you are responsible in lots of ways for this particular gathering, because not only are you playing, but you're also responsible for the actual machines they're working.
Yeah, luckily enough for ourselves, these guys decided that they would be okay to play these pipes, and they took them on as a wee challenge, and because they're slightly different Highland pipes. Although they look the same as Highland pipes,
they're very elegant looking. They're very simple looking as well.
Yeah, slightly different from the standard Highland pipes these days, and they're also playing on a little bit of a lower pitch and a wee bit quieter, really, honestly.
It does sound like a much more relaxed sound, though, coming down to the A pitch rather than almost up in B flat where...
Or beyond B flat.
Or beyond B flat, because it's quite a rarefied atmosphere in pipe bands these days, isn't it?
Aye, yeah, I mean, I think the pitch has been kind of going up and up and up, and these pipes are bringing it all back down, and all these young pipers, as you call them, although I'm not so sure myself, took them on, and we're just making a go of them.
So exactly how old are the pipes that you modelled these sets on?
The set that we modelled them on are, if anybody gets further north than Glasgow by a couple of hundred miles, you get hit Inverness, and that's where the original set are, in the Inverness Museum, and they were dated late 1700s, and they were called the Black Set of Kintail because they were one of the first sets of Highland pipes made in an exotic wood made out of ebony and solid silver, and that's where we based the pipes from.
Exotic and pipes, what a combination. You also have joining you tonight Hamish Napier on keyboards, and also call him a guru. I called him a reprobate last night, but for this evening, Alan MacDonald is guru. And being very silent, he was nearly going to say something there. Anyway, one of the great pipers of the next generation up, and I believe he's going to be joining you for the rest of the set. Thanks very much to Nishetan.
I'm going to do a song, sing a song. It's called Toka Lumbo, and it's a cattle raiding song. And it was a kind of rite of passage in the old Gaeldom. You had to, before you were the age of 18, you'd have to have stolen a few cattle from someone, preferably those in the lowlands. I suppose the modern equivalent would be how many cars you could steal before you were 18. And I don't know what it would be like down in Chip and Sodbury, but I know what it's like up in Glasgow. Talk on them though. Hog on the bow, hog on the bow, hog on the bow, hitchin. Hog on the bow, reyeshkis we kill, rima the glen crow, hitchin. Hog on the bow, yim on the bow, hog on the bow, hitchin. Hog on the bow, reyeshkis we kill, rima the glen crow, hitchin. Hog on the crack, hold on the spear. Hokken en grech, heetchen. Hokken en grech, jemmen en grech. Hokken en grech, heetchen. Hokken en grech, jemmen en grech. Hokken en grech, heetchen. Hokken en bori, jeske zo ik jou. Rima de glen kro, heetchen. Hokken en bo, jemmen en bo. Hokken en bo, heetchen.
Thank you. you very much. We've come to the end of our short stint now, but I'd love to tell you to come along to the gig tomorrow night in the Arts Club, but it's already sold out, so you've had it. But no doubt we'll be coming to a venue near you sometime soon, you know. So that was a set of jigs here anyway, and the tunes were The Rock and the Wee Pickle Tow, Walk on the Floor, The Blue Bonnets, and a tune more common in Cape Breton than it is in Scotland called Hot Punch. But they're all good crack, and that's the main thing. So I don't think I've really got anything I can add to anything to inform you. So
I'll go on.
So I'll just cut to the chase here and tell you the tunes that we're going to finish off with. It's a set of Straspeys and Reels. Well, to be correct, there's only a Straspey and two reels. Tullach Gorham, which is a setting of kind of, well, Finn's father, Hamish, kind of derived the setting, and there's a very extended version of the tune on the fiddle with lots of mad variations, so we're trying to mimic some of the variations in the pipes. And two reels, more commonly known in the competition world of piping, John Morrison of Ascent House and Alex E. McGregor, but we're playing them in more of a dancing kind of style of playing, so we'll finish off with that. And if anybody fancies dancing, there's loads of room just around the banister there or whatever. Or in your kitchen at home if you're listening. So anyway, we'll finish off with that anyway. And thank you for listening at home, and hopefully we'll see you sometime.
Absolutely fantastic stuff. Nishathan. And I can genuinely say that that's the most I've ever heard Angus Nicholson say in one go, ever. Well, thanks so much to Nishathan, which means the jewels. And if you want to look them up, they're spelt S-E-U-D-A-N. And that Highland connection is a good one here on World on Three, as it's a big birthday here tonight in Scotland. Robert Burns. And I will say that I am a huge lover of haggis, neeps and tatties, or turnips and potatoes, if you need that in English. What many folk don't realise, though, is that there is a Gaelic connection as well. Burns was living in Ayrshire about 100 years too late to be speaking Gaelic, but he was very much a lover of the melodies that came with the Gaelic songs. And he would live with those songs, with those melodies, before he ever created poetry to go along with them. And so this inspiration has been part of the celebration that we've been having at Celtic Connections in the concert hall tonight. So we're absolutely delighted to welcome, straight from the gig, celebrating that big birthday, would you please welcome Highland Band, Breipach, and one of the voices of the moment, Kathleen McInnes. Living it up, absolutely, for the birthday. Ewan, it's lovely to have you here, and we had you earlier on when you were just getting ready. And the collaboration side of Celtic Connections is a big element of the festival, and putting together a night like this must be quite stressful as you're bringing in lots of guests.
I think it can be quite stressful, yeah, but I think you get the right people, get a good blend of characters and musicians, and you can't really fail.
So how did you get on tonight? Who did you have in with you?
We had the Blazing Fiddles. We had Doogie McLean. Yeah. And the fantastic Kathleen McInnes, who's just over there.
I think we've gone back to the 50s. We should just have big signs saying applause, because Kathleen's managing it very well. Tell me just a little bit more about how you decided to approach, because every year, the 25th of January, it's all Burns songs and haggis and all the rest of it, but how do you bring a fresh approach to such well-loved songs?
I don't know. We just wanted to have a celebration, really, of music and song and literature and all sorts. So it's I think when you get the right people together, the music just happens. It's not something that you need to worry too much about.
And Kathleen, tell me just a little bit about the Gaelic connection.
Burns was quite influenced by some of the melodies, and it was quite a common thing, I think, at the time to use a melody and write new words to it. So he did that very thing, and one of the songs that we'll hear is called Ihoros Nahukoroela. It's a beautiful love song from your own beloved island of Tyree. Yeah. And so he did a tour of the Highlands, and with Neil Gow, I think. I'm not a big on birds, but I think you might have heard it then.
Well, I'm very glad that people are going to learn something extra about Tyree, apart from the shipping forecast, which of course is the first port of call. Thanks very much, and please welcome to the stage then, Breipach.
And breeze, oh bonny dune, How can ye bloom sae fresh and fair? How can ye chant, ye little birds? And I say, weary fool care. You'll break my heart, ye warbling birds that wanton through the flowery thorn. Ye mind me, oh, departed joys, departed never to return. Well, ofty I roved by bonnie Doon to see the rose and woodbine twine, and ilk a bird sang, oh, its love fondly, so did I, oh mine. With lightsome heart I pulled the rose, for sweet upon its thorny tree. But my false lover had stolen my rose, and I left his thorn in me. And fair, and how can ye chant, ye little birds? And I say, weary fool care. You'll break my heart, ye warbling birds that wanton through the thorny tree. Ye mind me, never to return.
So we're going to move on to a Gaelic love song, and it's called Ihoros Nahogoro Ela. And as I mentioned to Miriam there, it's a song from Tyree and written by John McLean in the person of Mary MacDonald, as if it was for her husband. And Robbie Burns had heard this melody and wrote the beautiful song A Fond Kiss from it. So we'll have a go. Hook me girl is cracked on no care. I go well fair savoya. Schagreich me dem veel ferilla. I horos now go to wailer. I horos.
Hi horos na hukor wela. Hi horos na hukor wela. Hi horos na hukor wela. Kurtu moloi dim veo ha heil mi. Ah hamisha du. Gunjik and lass and beesh and call out. Smavius do sagilis gosa. Hagreich me den Vioferilla. He horos na hukoruela. He horos na hukoruela. Ihoro snau koroela kartu moloi dim veo ha heil mi.
Thank you very much. We'll finish up with this Burns song. And to be honest, it wasn't one that I really knew before we were taking part in a Burns concert this evening. And I had great fun learning it. Didn't we, Kathleen?
You certainly did.
And I'm sure a lot of you will know it. And it's called Rattling Roaring Willie. So please join in. Yeah.
There's a good story, actually, because Megan learnt a version... From where did you learn it?
Robert Burns.
But Kathleen learnt the version from the Dubliners. And it turned out that the two versions were different, but they worked as a perfect harmony. Would you believe it?
Thank you.
Thanks so much to Kathleen McInnes and Brebach for both versions of Rattlin' Roarin' Willie there. And a fantastic contribution to Burns Night here at Celtic Connections. You're listening to World on Three with me, Mary-Anne Kennedy. And while we get ready for our next live guests, let's listen to more from the lass from Dungiven, working this year with the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra. This is Cara Dillon and the Streets of Derry.
After the morning, there comes an evening, and after the evening, another day, and after a false love, there comes a true. To see me die upon the gallows.
We'll finish off with a song called I Wish You Well. Fall from the trees like gold, and I tell you that I love you so. The river sings, it's time to go, and what lies ahead we'll never know. And summer brings sweet memories. All night on the dusty streets, with an angel watching over me. Well, your love has brought me to my knees. Well, I've loved you well, and I wish you so. Wherever you decide to go, well, I've loved you well. Under the tired moon, all the stars shone down for me and you. Listen for the cock to crow. Come break the day, you had to go. Well, I've loved you and I wish you so.
It might be fitting to leave you with the parting glass, if that's all right. You can all join in.
Of all
Cara Dillon and the BBC SSO with Joe Chibi conducting a lovely collaboration in keeping with the ethos of the Celtic Connections Festival, and a gorgeous version of that final salute, The Parting Glass. And we actually heard another classic interpretation of that song here on World on Three a few months ago when I was over in Derry with the wonderful Voice Squad. Now, the other wonderful thing about this festival here in Glasgow is the discovery of great new acts, and that includes these next guys. Another Celtic connection for sure, from Newfoundland on the maritime fringes of Canada. We played their new album on World on Three in November, and here they are in person. We'll find out a little more about the slightly exotic name very shortly after their first number. For now, would you please welcome the Dardanelles?
Thank you.
Fantastic. Well, that's you guys fairly well established your Celtic credentials there, then.
I guess we did. I suppose any time you get to play this festival is like playing the Grand Ole Opry. It's like playing, you know, live at Budokan. It's like playing at the Grammys to us. For people, the people who play this kind of music, there is really not a real higher level than this. So we're just kind of not entirely convinced that the jet lag has worn off and we're actually here.
I think those quotes are going to be out there for 2014 for sure.
I'll sell it to him for nothing. Don't worry about it.
Now, we're kind of familiar with the Cape Breton connection and, you know, other PEI and Prince Edward Island, you know, other places down the east coast of Canada. Yeah. Tell us exactly how the connection works with Newfoundland.
The connection with Newfoundland is very similar, you know. Irish fishermen came to Newfoundland a very long time ago, and English fishermen and French fishermen came to Newfoundland a long time ago to fish. Essentially, we were part of the United Kingdom for a very long time, and until 1949, we didn't join Canada until 1949. So we have the roots of this place and the roots of the music of here in our province. And over time, the music just came, and it kind of warped. The Irish tunes would come over and be kind of warped by the French. We'd be kind of warped by the English. The French tunes would come over and be warped by the English. So over time, because we were so isolated and no one was coming and no one was going for so long, there were just the people there playing that music, that they eventually this kind of new entire distinct form of music formed. That's similar to Irish music and similar to all that stuff.
I've heard that even the accent actually can be traced back to a particular part of Ireland.
There's like a part, apparently there's a part of Newfoundland around Portagrave, which is just outside of where we're from. And the English that they speak there, the accent that they have, is the same as what Shakespeare would have spoken. But because no one was coming in or coming out, that accent was maintained. So it's actually that era English accent is still alive in Newfoundland just because it didn't go anywhere, because no influences came in or out.
So you've just arrived at Celtic Connections, and you're obviously very excited to be
we're
here.
We're pumped beyond belief. We've been sitting in that back room trying not to drink pints and drink coffee all day. It's been great. You know?
Yeah. How do you feel about being in a festival where you do get to exchange ideas and meet other musicians? Is there still that part of the festival where there is this kind of collaborative thing going on?
Absolutely. I mean, it's almost kind of a homecoming. I mean, we have a lot of friends who are at this festival, like you and you, who you just heard, and our producer, John Doyle. We have a lot of buddies here, so it's almost a bit of a, you know, reunion, a bit of a chance to see people you only see at festivals. And for us, oftentimes we're the token Celtic band at folk festivals that don't feature Celtic music. So when we're able to come here and just be surrounded by people who kind of sound and look and act like us, it's for better or for worse.
Well, it's nice to see you on this side of the Atlantic and finding friends to be sharing the music with. Thank you very much for being over here.
Thanks so much and, for having us.
Let's hear the rest of the set then from the Dardanelles.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Cool. Those tunes, we're from Newfoundland. If you don't know where Newfoundland is, it's a little island off the east coast of Canada. And like I mentioned, it wasn't part of Canada until 1949, so we kind of have our own thing going. But even within that, we still have tunes that are still being discovered. Our accordion player, Aaron Collis, discovered those tunes in a community called Boyd's Cove. It only has a couple of hundred people in it. And he went out there and gave them to us, and we decided to start playing them. And before we did, they had never been performed outside their community before. So it's so cool to be able to play them tonight in Glasgow, and to think the idea that we're bringing them over there, I can't imagine what they would have thought, the fellows who composed them. I want to introduce over to my right, from St. John's, Newfoundland, where we're from, one of the finest singers, I think, to come out of our province in a very long time. I think you're going to enjoy him. Please welcome Matthew Byrne.
Hello. Well, this is a song that we recorded on our most recent album. The album's called The Eastern Light, and as Tom mentioned, it was produced by John Doyle, who is a big part of this year's festival. It's a song that comes from a really important collection of folk songs that were collected many years ago around Atlantic Canada by a gentleman named McEdward Leach, and it's been a plundered collection of really great songs and shanties and ballads and stuff like that, but I came across this song that had never been versioned at all, so... jumped at the chance, and this is what we came up with. It's a song called Polymore.
Well, I've come, my dear, for to take my leave. I'm going to sail off, do not weep. Going to sail o'er the Spanish shore, and I'll leave my fair one, leave my fair one, the girl I adore. Hark, dear Jimmy, unto me, there's many's a brave ship that's wrecked at sea. You best seek leisure in your true love's arms, free from all dangers, free from all dangers, free from all dangers, and those cold winter storms. No cold, no danger need I fear, I'm going sail in a privateer, and if God pleases to spare my life, when I return love, when I return love, when I return love, I'll make you my wife. There's one thing more that disturbs my mind, another fair one I fear you'll find. When you're rambling on the Spanish shore, oh, you ne'er will think of, you ne'er will think of, you ne'er will think of your poor Polly Moore. At sea, I'd love no other one but thee. Go, said Polly, if you're so true, I will wed with no man, I'll wed with no man, I'll wed with no man, my dear boy, but you. Well, at length this love incarnate, comforted part, and sobbing sighs and aching hearts, a bird of vessel and away he went. And he loved that young babe, he loved that young babe, he left that young babe in tears.
Thanks very much. So cool. I just can't believe we're doing this. Like, I can't believe we're here in any way. Can I believe that we're here? It's like, it's just, this music that we play around our province and for our friends, and to know that we're kind of bringing it to another continent into this incredible prestigious event is just about the coolest. So I'm so happy you're enjoying it. If it's cool with you, we're going to get Matthew to sing another song. How do you feel about that? Matthew's going to sing a song. Matthew, I should mention, because he won't tell you himself, he's one of these folks that you just hate because he's just so good, and there's a reason he's so good. He comes from a long line of traditional singers, and in Newfoundland, the name Burn is synonymous with, besides fire, it's synonymous with really incredible traditional singing, and his father and his uncle are some of the most well-known singers in all of Newfoundland. So the fact that we get him to be in our band is a bit of a coup. So please welcome again Matthew Byrne.
Thanks very much. No pressure, right? This is the title track off of our recent album. It's a song called The Eastern Light.
It's of a sad misfortune in the year of 73. I stepped on board a fishing ship all off the drunken spree. Her name, it was the Eastern Light, as you might understand. We were bound down on a salt sea trip to the banks of Newfoundland. 'Twas Saturday, being the 1st of March, when we left Gloucester Port. The girls all wove their handkerchiefs as we sailed down the shore. We had a jar of rum on board, and we gathered round our crew. We drank a health to those Gloucester girls who were bidding us adieu. It's early in the morning, boys, our cook, he gives a call. Get out and get your breakfast, boys, get out and haul your trawl. You scarce got time to light your pipe when you do me, she you go. You'll have to make 3 runs a day, no matter how hard it blows. Space of 17 days, we boarded a couple of Frenchmen, but no brandy could we raise. The halibut they being kind of scarce, we run our codfish gear. And our skipper, he swore we'd fill her up if it took us half a year. Around them foggy banks, our skipper, he loud did shout, come hoist aboard your dories, boys, and rake your anchors out. Come hoist up our big mainsail, and we'll get her underway. Provisions are getting kind of scarce, we can't no longer stay. On our bow, and we are homeward bound. And when we get to Gloucester Port, we'll pass the glass all round. We'll go down to Johnny McLeody's, and we'll have a happy night. We'll drink a health to those Gloucester girls, a success to the Eastern Light. We'll drink think of those Gloucester girls and success to the Eastern Light.
Thanks very much.
Thanks so much to the Dardanelles. Nothing wartime about the connection and everything to do with the shortest street that you'll encounter when you go clubbing in Newfoundland, is that right?
It is a street that is has no houses on it, but they had to name it something, so they called it that. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, we're glad to know that. Thanks to all the musicians this evening and to the BBC Scotland and Radio 3 teams looking after us so well this evening. You've been listening to World on 3 on BBC Radio 3 with me, Marianne Kennedy. Do join us again for one final show next Friday night, and in the meantime, just for one more set, would you please welcome one final time the Dardanelles?
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming out. We're going to close things off with a set of tunes from the two most important musicians in Newfoundland history. The first fellow's name is Rufus Ginchard, a fantastic fiddler from the French Shore, and the second is named Emile Benoit. And these are kind of the godfathers of Newfoundland fiddle. So we're going to close things off with a set of tunes by them. The first one is called Jim Rumbolt's, and the second one is about as close as Newfoundland music comes to electronic dance music. It's called Gillis's Favorite. We are the Dardanelles, we're from Newfoundland, and this is so cool. Thanks for having us, guys.
A farewell melody from the Dardanelles from Newfoundland in Canada, still going strong at the Celtic Connections Festival in Glasgow. That World on 3 broadcast came live from the Royal Concert Hall in Glasgow, and it was introduced by Mary Ann Kennedy. And as she said, she'll be back at Celtic Connections next week for one final live World on 3 broadcast at 11. This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and also online. The time now is 1 o'clock, so it's time for me, Ian Skelly, to hand you on to John Shea, who's going to take you through the night on Radio 3.
I'm John Shea, and welcome once again to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. We're straddling the border between Northern and Southern Europe in today's opening concert, not only musically but geographically too. I suppose you could say the Italian-speaking part of Switzerland is where Southern Europe truly begins. And we're going to hear a concert that the Orchestra della Svizzera Italiana gave at home in Lugano in November 2012. The conductor is Alexander Verdyanikov, who caused a stir in 2009 when he walked out of the Bolshoi Theatre in Moscow because of a bureaucratic dispute. The music here is from Northern Europe, Sibelius to come later, but first, one of Grieg's earliest orchestral works, his concert overture, In Autumn.